Chapter 6. Having the pen in his hand, he began to wallow in blots, and to daub himself with ink up to the very roots of his hair. How, if he did by accident form a letter properly, he immediately smeared it out again with his arm in his preparations to make another. How, at every fresh mistake, there was a fresh burst of merriment from the child and louder, and not less hearty laugh from poor Kit himself. And how there was all the way through, notwithstanding, a gentle wish on her part to teach, and an anxious desire on his to learn to relate all these particulars would no doubt occupy more space and time than they deserve. It will be sufficient to say that the lesson was given, that evening passed and night came on, that the old man again grew restless and impatient, that he quitted the house secretly at the same hour as before, and that the child was once more left alone within its gloomy walls. And now that I have carried this history so far in my own character, and introduced these personages to the reader, I shall for the convenience of the narrative detach myself from its further course, and leave those who have prominent and necessary parts in it to speak and act for themselves. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.